You Have to Keep Working, written by Mimi Ivory and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, geography, anthropomorphic. Relationship, Weimar Germany and Nazi Germany. Warnings for period-typical attitudes and Nazi-typical prejudice like antisemitism and ableism, major character death, cannibalism, violence, surgery. Erosion of democracy. Weimar ignores Nazis until they kill him. Summary. You have to keep working. Your people are starving, and revolutions all around, and coups, and everything is falling apart. You are trying your best. He is not your top priority. You are made from your father's death. This is how it goes. They tear out his heart, cut him apart, and patch you back together. They have to keep stuffing things inside you, but you're fine, fine. They give you drugs when they cut you open. You can hear them whispering about betrayal. Your handlers don't want you to. You think they made you too early, but they have enough problems with a living nation to show off, so you can't complain too much. Not with things to do. People are starving everywhere. The economy is still in the bin, and you have to pay off everyone for coming to the aid of an ally. But your father was cruel, and they have at least taken their territorial concessions from your father, instead of sending you under the knife again. There is more rumbling about being betrayed. You know it is a lie. You have looked over the ledgers and seen the victory in the eyes of your enemy. You will keep working. You will help your people. You will not let your pain stop you. There are uprisings and assassinations, and everyone seems determined to keep you in bed with pains. But you keep working. Printing money has gone absolutely terrible. You do not know how to fix this. Inflation is going to the moon. You cannot trade. Your people cannot buy. You have to barter. Eventually, you manage to get a gold-backed currency going. Things are better for the people. There are uprisings. And a strange man, one who broke away from government, leads an uprising he is not punished for. He is not a communist. Not liable to destroy all your systems. This is what matters. He is in jail, perhaps not for as long as he should be, but you do not have the energy to worry about every old revolution attempt. There are more ahead. Things are finally going better. You do not need to spend so many hours in bed. You can use a desk for notes. You can walk. America is propping you up. They are strong. You will be all right. It is not, strictly speaking, good. You do not have resources for good. But people do not starve so much, and that is as good as you have ever been. People create with what they have. Everything is changing. People scoff, but you are glad to leave the past behind. You have some of your father's memories. You push those away. There are enough people clinging to the past without you helping them along. There is work to be done. The government is not going well. You have your work to do, and no time to worry. Relationships are gentling. You are calm, and polite, and only ever a touch bitter. You work some things out. Everything is falling apart. America has collapsed, which has collapsed your economy, which has collapsed the government. Emergency powers are enabled. You can hardly feel a change with the way you burn now, all the time. Burning is growing with everything. He hurts your people, over and over again. You are here for them. The man is back. He is leading his men to kill the left wing. You cannot see the point, but they need a way out. You do not have one. The country renews its government, over and over, and you are nauseous. You get sick on your work sometimes. You wonder how you are supposed to keep going. They keep taking your powers away, taking them for themselves. That does not involve stripping your flesh, at least. The Nazis have something like you. This does not mean that they will win, that they will kill you, but you think it is increasingly likely. They take over. They are not a party. They are a country all their own. You go to meet them. You may not have much to offer, but there is no harm in making some pantomime at honor. He shoots you, the thing, the part, Nazi, Nazi Germany, you suppose now, has meant cheer. You are the weakness, they say, they have said. They will kill you, and the Jews, and the crippled, and every other stain on Germany's perfect society. You can feel yourself being eaten alive. You know that this is not good, that this Germany will only hurt your people, drag them into war and purge those they deem unworthy. You have heard them speak. You cannot keep working anymore. You wish for peace as you fade away. You have never known peace. Perhaps it is coming. The end.